Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This day, we shall be discussing whys and how energy operates and importance. And the importance of importance. We will begin with whys, for as I'm aware and as you are aware, this is your favorite question. Why? And as I have attempted for an extended time frame where to alter the why into a what, you continue to hold to the whys, and therefore we will be exploring the why question. When you create some experience that you do not like or you do not want, your first question is, why? Why did I create that? Why am I creating this? And your second question is, if I created this, was what I wanted actually what I wanted? Perhaps what I wanted, I merely thought I wanted, but I must not have wanted it, for I did not create it. And you begin the convolution in questioning with the why. In that, you turn that why upon yourselves, for many of you have been privy to information that I have offered for an extended time framework, and what you have done in the incorporation of that is to generate some areas of black and white. Elias expressed this, therefore it is absolutely correct. And it absolutely means one thing. Not necessarily. But this is the way that you process. And in that, you generate the reverse of what you generated previously. Previously, your initial response to experiences that you do not like is to blame some element outside of yourself. And as you incorporate this information more and more, now you do the reverse. It must not be any element outside of myself that is occurring. Therefore, I am creating all of my reality, which you are. And if I am creating all of my reality, I'm creating this experience, and there is no involvement from any other individual or any other circumstance. It is all myself, and I must be not understanding or stuck or extremely thick. For I'm creating precisely what I do not want to create. But I must not want what I think I want, for I did not create it. Therefore, I'm entirely confused. But I now do not know what I actually want, for I am obviously not creating it. Understand, that many times you do know what you want, but you do not necessarily create that. I have been addressing to this very scenario for an extended time framework, but I am aware that perhaps the manner in which I have addressed to this and offered explanations may be an expression that you do not entirely assimilate accurately. Therefore, we will engage a different approach. Now, that moves us to how energy operates. Let me express to you once again. Thought does not create your reality, but it does translate. And it is an important factor in your reality. And although it can malfunction and convolute you, and even generate other malfunctions within you, it can, and many times does generally, accurately translate information that you offer to it. Therefore, it is a factor in how you create. It is not creating your reality, but it is a factor in how you create. Also, what you do is a factor, and what your associations are. Now, let me also clarify. Associations many times are expressed in feelings. Therefore, the coupling of the feelings, which are the associations that you generate with any subject, and the thought process that you generate with the feelings, and what you are actually doing, are the factors that influence perception, which thusly creates your reality. In this, what I shall present you as in keeping with your present holiday celebration, we shall view your energy as a leprechaun. Now, you all know that leprechauns are magic, and they can grant wishes. Now, your energy is your own leprechaun. But your leprechaun does not distinguish between good or bad. It merely grants your wish in whatever you are expressing. It makes no association of whether what you are expressing is good or bad, or comfortable or uncomfortable. Therefore, if you are generating actions, the doing, and feelings, the associations, and the thinking, the thought mechanism, in a direction of not enough, in association with any manifestation, it matters not. It may be not enough in some expression as large in your perception as money, maybe not enough in some expression within your association as small as not enough bread. It matters not what the subject is. It is the not enough that you are expressing. In that, you are expressing to your leprechaun a statement. And your leprechaun is responding and expressing to you, very well, you have it. And it will give you precisely what you have expressed. Whether you like it or you do not like it matters not to your leprechaun. You have put forth a request and it has answered precisely in conjunction with your request. This is the simplicity of energy. What the difficulty of energy is, recognizing it and paying attention to it. Or, as an example, you may be generating a very consistent concentration upon lack, and the only area that you will pay attention to that may be money. But you are expressing that lack in action and in association continuously, but you may not engage the identification of that or the noticing of that within your thought process. You may approach your refrigerator, and in a moment, as you gaze into your refrigerator, you may notice that you incorporate very little juice. You will immediately express and generate an association, I have not enough juice. You may not think that, but the association will be expressed. The energy will be expressed. Your immediate thought will be, I must incorporate a trip to my shop to buy more juice. And you will offer that no more thought. The moment is gone. The noticing is now. You are not aware of the energy that you have expressed outwardly. You may encounter fueling your vehicle, and as you offer to pay the attendant, you may notice you have not enough money. perhaps you may be one of your dollars shy of what the bill is. You will immediately express that lack and that association. You will also immediately discover a manner in which you can rectify the situation, and you will drive on, and you will not notice what energy you express, and you will offer it little thought, other than to be embarrassed, which is another action of lack. For now you are lacking your own confidence and your own expression of value, or you are devaluing yourself. And you will incur great a discounting of yourself, or a frustration, or generate anger with yourself that you created that situation in which you became embarrassed. And that would compound that outputting of lack. Every action in every moment within your reality, you are projecting energy. There is not one moment within your reality that you are not outputting energy. And that energy that you are outputting precisely draws to you the same. You automatically draw the same energy that you project. You can all visualize in this moment. Close your eyes. Visualize your body standing, extending from your body is a shock wave of energy that is moving outward in the thrust and the intensity and the distance of a nuclear explosion. In this moment, that is how powerful your energy is. And the power of that energy, as it creates that shockwave that extends outwardly, generates an action as a magnet. The most powerful magnet that you can imagine. And that magnet will pull to it any expression that matches what you are projecting. It will intentionally seek out any expression, any manifestation that matches the energy that is being expressed. I've expressed many times, objective imagery is very abstract. Therefore, in relation to one form of energy, you can draw thousands of different types of imagery to yourself that will all be associated with that one type of energy. When an individual expresses, why did I do this? Why did I create this? The manner in which you answer that question is to evaluate, what are you doing? What have you been doing? What have you been physically doing and engaging, but also, what are you doing inwardly? What associations are you generating? An individual may notice that they generate this concentration upon not enough money. I'm incorporating this particular example for many, many, many individuals concerning themselves with money. And it matters not how often I express to you that money is one of the easiest manifestations that you generate. Most of you continue to not believe that. Therefore, let us say that you notice that you are concentrating upon not enough money. And you decide that you will counter this. And you choose to begin generating affirmations to alter your thinking. Therefore, you choose an affirmation, perhaps, I will be generating abundance. I am worthy of money. I want to create wealth. And you express this affirmation day after day after day, and you generate no difference in your reality, and you become frustrated. And perhaps you reinforce yourself and express to yourself, oh, perhaps I have not generated the affirmations long enough. Or, I am not generating them enough times within my day. Now you are expressing the affirmations 20 times within your day, and you are incorporating this action for a month. And you do not view any alteration in your reality. Why? That is merely one action that you are doing. You may be saying words, but what are those words associated with? Are they present? No. Do you feel them? Do you know that within yourself? Are you generating actions that express that knowing that you already are creating that? No. You are concentrating upon you have not enough milk. Or you have not enough time. Or you have not enough energy. Or you have not enough of what you want in your relationship. Or you do not have a relationship. or you do not have enough control of your situations or your circumstances, but you're not paying attention to any of these expressions and noticing any of these expressions of lack, you are concentrating upon your affirmations and continuing to express, why am I not creating this? You are not creating this, for your energy is not moving in that direction. It is moving in the direction of your leprechaun expressing, oh, you want not enough? You have it. You express not enough continuously, you may have it. And you surprise yourself in moments when you do generate creating some expression that you want, and you express why again. Why did I accomplish with that, but I cannot accomplish in another direction? Why did you accomplish in one direction, or you were not questioning? You were trusting, which I am quite aware that most of you continue to not understand that word, but trusting is not questioning. It is the lack of doubt. And at times, you quite definitely express a lack of doubt and a knowing, and no question as to what you are doing, and you accomplish it. And it is in actuality very easy. In actuality, it is easier to generate what you want than it is to not. For when you are not generating what you want, you are continuously opposing yourself, and you are projecting energy continuously in trying. Trying does not accomplish. It is not a matter of trying. It is a matter of doing. It is a matter of taking a step. Regardless of how that step appears to you, generating the step and expressing within you the knowing, not that you will accomplish, that you are accomplishing. Generally speaking, other than your occasional surprises, the manner in which you function in the operation of energy is through processes. This is the reason that it is important to pay attention to processes and what you are doing in the now, being present with yourselves. Or each action that you incorporate within a process is an action that is creating already what you want. Each action that you generate creates branches, unforeseen branches. Branches that are springing from your newly growing tree. Therefore, you are unaware of how those branches will form. But if you are paying attention to the process of their formation, you can manipulate their form. And in that, there become little or no left turns in your direction that you are left asking why again. For you can anticipate, for you know your direction and you are not questioning it. Another factor in this is importance, which I have been discussing with some individuals. You will pay attention to what becomes important to you, regardless of what it is. If there is some expression within your reality that you dislike, you will pay attention to it, for the dislike becomes important. And therefore you continue to pay attention to it. And the more energy you offer in a particular direction, the more you create that. Therefore, it is significant to recognize what you are expressing as important. I am incorporating a headache. I dislike this headache. This is important. The importance, for I wish the headache to dissipate and disappear. Therefore, my dislike of the headache is important. And the more the headache continues, the more important that dislike becomes. And you concentrate. What is encouraging in all of this doom is that within any moment you can alter that shockwave of energy. You can alter the direction of that shockwave. And the manner in which you do that is paying attention and aligning what you are feeling, your association, what you are thinking, your translation, and what you are doing in conjunction with your intention. One method that you can effectively incorporate is to generate a visualization momentarily. Rather than merely thinking or expressing, I want this, generate a visualization in which you have that. You are actually engaging it. I want a bicycle. Allow yourself to momentarily generate a brief visualization in which you are actually touching the bicycle and riding the bicycle and engaging it, and in that you are traveling in some area that you would enjoy riding the bicycle. Feel yourself upon the bicycle. Know that it is yours already. Even if the bicycle does not magically materialize before you within that moment know that you already possess it. Therefore, it is not to be acquired. And in that, continue to pay attention to your process, what you are actually doing. This is significant, for regardless of whether what you are doing seems to be associated with a bicycle or not, all that you do is interconnected. Therefore, as you are generating the action of creating a sandwich, and you are expressing to yourself frustration, or you are not incorporating enough rows of beef to be satisfying with your sandwich, that is associated with that bicycle. The imagery may be entirely different, but that energy is expressing an energy to prevent you from materializing that bicycle. In the moment that you notice that you have not enough pieces of roast beef for your sandwich, rather than merely expressing that shockwave, notice what you express, and you can alter that in that moment. And you can express, this is enough. This is satisfactory. And allow yourself to enjoy it. Not generating the consumption of the sandwich, and throughout that consumption expressing to yourself, this sandwich is horrible. I knew there was not enough roast beef, and now all I taste is the bread. For there's no flavor in this sandwich, for there's not enough roast beef. That is one of those shockwaves that has created an obstacle and a barrier for your bicycle. But if you are allowing yourself to relax, appreciate that you generated the action of creating a sandwich for yourself, and expressing an acknowledgement, this is my sandwich, and I shall enjoy its flavors, regardless that there was not enough roast beef. Your shockwave changes, and it influences that manifestation of that bicycle in your process. In actuality, the principles of creating your reality are quite simple. As much as you enjoy complicating them, they are actually quite simple. It is merely a matter of genuinely noticing and paying attention to what you are doing. For as in the example of the affirmations, I expressed the example of the doing in the reverse to the affirmations. But in addition to that, the individual may be expressing the affirmations, but may also be worrying in relation to bills. Or maybe worrying in relation to income. Therefore, the affirmations are nullified. In this, I will express to you to separate moments within our break to be contemplating this action of the shockwave and what you do. For when we return, I shall be inquiring of you what your lacks are, what your whys are in relation to what you do that you do not understand, and that you ask, why would I do this? We shall break.